USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Washington, D.C. remains under a curfew as Capitol Police and National Guard troops have surrounded the Capitol building following crowds of protesters storming the building on Wednesday and putting a halt to the counting of the Electoral College vote. The U.S. Senate has reconvened to continue the Electoral College vote, with Vice President Mike Pence addressing the day's violence.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Continuing our coverage of the breach of the U.S. Capitol, President Trump released a video Wednesday afternoon during the incident, calling for his supporters to peacefully return home.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt.
President-elect Joe Biden also addressed the nation, saying that today was a reminder that democracy is fragile.
Today's a reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile, and to preserve it requires people of goodwill, leaders with the courage to stand up, who are devoted not to the pursuit of power, but for the personal interest pursuits of their own selfish interest at any cost, but at the common good.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One lawmaker describes the reaction to the storming of the Capitol building. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And democracy activists in Hong Kong were rounded up as part of a new crackdown. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. Police said 53 people were arrested for the crime of subverting state power. Among the 53, six were arrested for organizing and planning a primary election held last July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.